This is the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Clark Judge, Rick Goslin, and Ron Borges.
We've addressed free agency on this show the past 2 weeks, and for good reason. I mean, it's pretty much all NFL fans are talking about these days, that and the draft. But free agency didn't start this year or last. That's no revelation. It began in 1993. And we have with us today someone who took advantage of it in its infancy. That means its early stages. And that's one of our favorite guests, longtime friend of ours, Hall of Famer Kevin Green. Kevin, been way too long. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yep, right on, fellas. How's it going?
Terrific.
All good.
Good.
Yeah, all good.
Good.
First of all, Kev, we all know how meaningful reaching the Pro Football Hall of Fame was to you. How has the gold jacket affected or maybe changed your life?
You know what? People actually want to hear what I had to say now, which is kind of neat. I didn't have that opportunity before I put on the gold jacket. Now people actually listen, which is kind of cool. But no, it's just, it's really hard to describe, you know, the feeling of being a part of that elite fraternity, being one of the few numbers. There, 300. How many guys now total in the Hall of Fame? 300 and what?
309, is it? Yeah, 309, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really lean number, and just to be a part of that, and it's still surreal, even though I went in 2016, but it's still quite surreal and humbling. But yeah, it's awesome. I don't get an opportunity to put on that gold jacket as often as I want to now that I'm a coach on the New York Jets staff, because you guys know I'm 24/7 hammered down doing things to improve my outside backers, looking at the draft, looking at free agents, and so forth. But it is still surreal.
I'd wear that thing in the meeting rooms every day, Kevin.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you know, trust me, I wish I could. I wish I could, but it's hanging in my closet up here in New Jersey, and I open up my closet every day and I look at it, you know, before, you know, at one time or another, and just smile. So it's awesome. Thank
Kevin,
you.
Kevin, you were in the very first free agency class back in 93. You left the Rams to sign with the Steelers
for
a three-year deal paying you $5.3 million. 25 years later, players are getting roster bonuses in excess of $5.3 million. First off, were you born too soon? And secondly, has it surprised you how the money has exploded in this last quarter of a century?
You know what? No, let me answer your second question first. No, it hasn't really surprised me, because I think that's really what we wanted to happen. I was a three-year guy, my third year in the league in 1987, when we actually made a decision to go out on strike. And for a number of different things, but specifically for the ability to shop our services to different teams after a certain amount of time in the NFL, and to actually sell our service to the highest bidder. And we all knew that if we could get that accomplished through striking and eventually decertifying and so forth, we knew that the players were going to have a better life, because up until that time, you know, the players, they were really limited as far as their leverage in negotiating their contracts, because teams really owned them for the duration of their career. They didn't have the ability to go to team to team to team. And so salaries were, you know, were obviously down quite a bit. But we all kind of knew that free agency was going to take off eventually, and it was just going to be good for all of us to shop our wares across the league to the highest bidder. And I'm not bitter at all. I'm happy for the fellas that are making the money that they're making now. Only thing I would say is I wish they would just remember some of the old heads, you know, that did walk on that picket line, you know, back in 87 and lost paychecks, you know, game checks, you know, so that these kids now could be making multi-million dollars a year. I wish they would remember them just a little bit more.
Kevin, we know that free agency has been good to the players, but has free agency been good for the game?
Well, no question. That's debatable. It's definitely been good for the players, but you would kind of have to say that teams are more in a state of flux now with free agency than they were without free agency. You knew players were coming back to the, you know, in the same year, the following year that were there the previous year. Those players were continuing to come back and they're you know, there was more of a consistent team and unity feel among different professional football teams. Whereas now, teams are definitely in a state of flux. Every year you're adding people, trying to bring them up to speed as quick as you can on your system, get them on the field, get them productive as quick as you can, and then you're losing good players, you know, that you have to make really hard decisions about, you know. So it is very, very debatable whether it's been good for the league or not.
Well, you know, you went through it several times, Kevin. What was the toughest decision you had to make? Was it the first time you went out there in free agency, or was there one that was harder than the rest?
Yeah, my second time of free agency, let's see, my first time I was going into my ninth year. Just finished my eighth year with the Rams, and that was in 1993. I signed that three-year deal that you had mentioned with the Steelers. And then the second time I hit free agency, 9, 10, 11. So that had been my 12th, going into my 12th season. Coach Cower and the powers that be with Pittsburgh, they had to make a hard decision, you know, and it really hurt me. I mean, I didn't really want to be a free agent and go anywhere. But they had to make a hard decision on an aging player, I would say. And, you know, people don't really know how much aging players have left in their tank. Although I know I had a lot left, and I proved it when I went to Carolina and signed with the Panthers. And that would have been 1996, and led to NFL in sacks and first team All-Pro and all this other stuff. But it was difficult for me to leave because I really wanted to stay a Steeler. I just didn't see myself sitting on the bench and riding the pine and mentoring a young kid and so forth. I knew I still had some starter years left in me.
Was having to move or choosing to move from team to team, you know, is it disappointing or is it exhilarating? And does that kind of depend on what level you're at your career in terms of age?
Well, for me, the first time moving from the Rams to the Steelers was exciting. It was exciting, not necessarily because it was the first year of free agency and the contract and the salary and everything. That wasn't really what was exciting. What was exciting for me was I was having the opportunity to get back in a position playing outside linebacker in a 3-4 that I was really productive there at a time with the Rams, and consequently through a couple of coaching changes here and there, they changed the defense and kind of really, you know, were playing me, you know, like a square peg in a round hole, kind of out of position. So for me, it was excitement to get back to a position that I was productive in. I knew I could play. I knew I could play at a high level, being an outside backer in that 3-4. So that was exciting. And then the next one, leaving to Carolina, again, it had nothing to do with money or contract or anything like that. It was downright depressing because I really wanted to stay and be a Steeler. And then I was kind of forced to go to another team because I was reluctant to put my hiney on the bench. I wasn't ready to be on the bench and be a backup. I just wasn't ready. And like I said, I proved it that first year when I went to Carolina in 96. So that was depressing. So I've been on both sides of that exhilaration and kind of like the heartbreak of free agency.
Hey, Kevin, question for you. I was in San Francisco when you came in there in 1997. I remember your locker was over there near BY's Bryant Young. So, oh, Kevin Green over there. Bryant Young, there were a lot of standout players in that section. And I wondered, when you talk about leaving Pittsburgh, go to Carolina, you went to Carolina for 1 year and you were terrific. But then you left, and it seems to me, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, I think it was a contract dispute, but anyway, you went to San Francisco in 97, but then you go back to Carolina. Why did you go back when it was so difficult to leave the first time?
Well, to make a long story short, after the 49 year in 97, through cost-cutting measures the 49ers released, myself and Rod Woodson and Brett Maxey, I think, and just a lot of guys just trying to trim down salary cap issues and so forth. And I had no intention of really going back to Carolina. I was a free agent. I knew that. All I really wanted to do was contact Mr. Richardson and kind of explain to him from my point of view what went south in basically 1997 that caused me to be released and pick up with the 49ers. I wanted to explain to him, my point of view. And I'm a man of principle. I'm a man of principle, and things happen, and I'm a man of principle, and consequently it sent me down the road. And then I signed with the 49ers. But so I visited with Mr. Richardson and after the 97 season. This probably would have been the off season of 98. And after he listened to me for about 30 minutes, he just flat out asked me, "Do you want to be a Carolina Panther again?" And I said, "Yes, sir. I mean, I never really wanted to leave." And then he goes, "Come down with me." And he walked me down to Dom's office, walked right into Dom Capers' office. He says, "Dom, would you like Kevin Green to be a part of this Panther organization this year?" Dom said, "Yes, sir, I would." And then the rest is history. I finished my last 2 years as a Carolina Panther and went quietly into the good night and eventually into the Hall of Fame. So I have no regrets about my career, no regrets about the different salaries that I was paid and so forth. And, the people now that are making the money, God bless them. There's an old saying, fellas, you probably know this. I know I'm rattling, but have you ever heard of the old saying that the grass is always greener on the other side of the hill?
Sure. No, never heard that one.
I have heard that one.
Well, there's an addition to that. It's come from KG's, Kevin Green's perspective, and it says, well, if you stop what you're doing and stand still, and if you look directly underneath your feet where you're standing, you'll see that grass right there, that's pretty green, too.
We're speaking with Hall of Famer Kevin Green, class of 2016, the Talk of Fame Network, and you can find us on the web at talkoffamenetwork.com or on Twitter at talkoffamenet. You can find Kevin in the Gallery of Bus in Canton. And, Kevin, we've got about 45 seconds left. As most people know, you ranked third in career sacks behind only Bruce Smith and Reggie White. What they might not know is that you spent 16 years in the Army Reserves and served as a U.S. Army paratrooper. So level with us. What was tougher, leaving the Steelers or jumping out of a helicopter or a plane?
Now, listen, I didn't want to leave the Steelers, but I thoroughly enjoyed and wanted to pin on those paratrooper wings and jump out of that C-130. I thoroughly wanted to do it. They didn't have to kick me out of the plane at all. I wanted to feel the wind blast, the prop blast on my face. I wanted to see my chute open above me. I wanted to do a parachute landing fall, a PLF there on the drop zone. I wanted my dad to pin on my airborne wings. So there you have it.
As always, Kevin, thank you so much. Appreciate the time, and we'll see you in Canton this summer.
You got it, guys. As always, it's been great. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. That was Hall of Famer Kevin Green. Up next, it's the 2-Minute Drill. This is the Talk of Fame Network.